Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We are learning Mishmurin Simin, Achav Tes. There's one Sif, this is Shir number 67, Bez Hashem. And Mechaber tells us, Ein levarich shum bracha kishacheles tefillin. We should not make any bracha when we take off the tefillin. We just learned in the previous Sif, previous Simin, Chav Ches, the halachas of taking off the tefillin. So now the Mechaber tells us, when one takes off his tefillin, he does not make any bracha. So one might say, well, why would you think you should make a bracha to come to tell me you don't make a bracha? And to answer that question, we'll wait for the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu kishecholtzon erev Shabbos, bein hashmashos, even when one takes off his tefillin, erev Shabbos, bein hashmashos, before sunset, he still does not make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Esiv Katan Aleph, ein levarich perush, la'afuki maidam rinon. Coming to, we're saying we don't make a bracha, as opposed to that which it says in the Gemara, Nidid Afnan Alif Amud Beis, the Bnei Ma'arava Hayim Avarachin. Bnei Ma'arava, they would make a bracha. What's the bracha they would make? Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvaysav Vitzivanu Lishmar Chukav. Wow. This is the bracha that they would make when they would take off the tefillin. Baser de misalke tefillin belayla, after they would take off the tefillin at night. Now, before we continue, I'm going to ask a question, which is not really to get into conversation, but just to perk your interest in it. Is there a mitzvah of tefillin at night? That's a question we have to ask ourselves, because that makes a nafkamina in our discussion over here. So what does it say? It says, Sheheim, are you Soivrim? The Bnei Ma'arava were of the opinion, the Laila, Lav Zman Tfilin Hu. That the night time is not a time for wearing tefillin. And therefore what? The Nafgalu Ze Mikra, and they learn this out from a pasuk. The Vishamarto Esachuka Azoyis L'mayodo M'yom Yamima. The Shemarto, you should guard Hachuka Azoyis, this chuka, this statute, L'mayodo miyamim l'mim yamima. On a continuous basis, what does it mean yamim yamima? Yamim v'loy leilos. Yamim means days, v'loy leilos, and not nights. Avol l'didon this v'yolam, but according to us, that we hold the high cross, ilayinan acher, that this pasuk is going on for something else. Kedis, a big gemara. As the Gemara tells us, V'layla kaimolon d'zman tefillinu. Layla, we know, is d'zman tefillinu. So really what we're saying is, the question was a minute ago, is Layla d'zman tefillin? So we say, B'nai Ma'arabas say, no, Layla is not d'zman tefillin. The way we hold, the way we pass, and says the Mishnah Berurah, is that Layla is a d'zman tefillin. Wow. Layla is a time for tefillin. However, so why don't we wear tefillin at night as well? Why do we make sure to take off the tefillin at night? Ach, ein lanichem lechadchilo. We should not be putting on the tefillin at night. So one second. Then we just say, Laila is a time for tefillin. Then we say we should not be putting on tefillin at night. That doesn't really flow, right? How does that follow here? So it explains the Mishnah Berurah, the gozru shema yishan behem v'yafiach. What is a very common thing people do at night? They go to sleep at night. When the person sleeps, it's very common that a person passes gas. And it is forbidden to pass gas when one is wearing tefillin. Hilokoch ein levarich, therefore one should not make a bracha when one takes off the tefillin, because really, technically, it is a zman of tefillin. It is a zman of tefillin. So the Mechaber said on the top of the page, Ein levarich shum bracha kishacheles tefillin, afilu kishacholtzim erev Shabbos ben hashmashos. Even when you take them off, erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, ben hashmashos. Now what's the even if you take it off, erev Shabbos ben hashmashos? Explains the Mishnah Berurah, Perush, after kaimolon Shabbos v'yontiv, lav zman tefillin. Even though we paskin that Shabbos and yontiv are not the time to wear tefillin, so therefore what? The understanding is, if it's not the time to wear tefillin, then it would warrant a bracha, because I'm stopping this wearing of the tefillin, so maybe I should make the bracha at that point in time. Wow. So he says, no, uchshe yirtzul anicham oz l'shei mitzvah oivre al bal toisif. And if a person would put on tefillin on Shabbos yontif, not only would he not be doing a mitzvah, he'd be doing a veira of an issa derais of bal toisif. And that bal toisif is one of the first isurim that was done and violated by Adam and Chava, when Adam told Chava not to eat from the Eitz Hadas and not to touch the Eitz Hadas, and that touching it was the Baal Tosef, which led to the Nachash pushing Chava into the Eitz Hadas, and then led to, we all know what happened afterwards.
Right.
So you hear this now? If a person would put on tefillin on Shabbos, with kavana, I'm not doing a mitzvah. I'm putting on tefillin, I'm not doing a mitzvah. He's not transgressing the issur d'oraisa of Baal Tosef. It's still an issur d'rabbanan though. About Baal Tosef. Still not allowed to do that. Mishum gzeira shema, not Baal Tosef, Mishum gzeira shema yetze behenu shesarabim. What's the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon is that Chazal said don't put on tefillin on Shabbos. Why? Because if you put on tefillin on Shabbos, you might go out with them to public domain in public on Shabbos. You might come to carry them, take them off. But intrinsically, tefillin are not muksa according to what we're saying over here.
Right.
And that's why we have the sugya and not muksa. There's the whole machlekes. There's a whole sugya in Erevin. There's a Mishnah, a sugya in Erevin, where a person is walking in a field and he passes by tefillin on the floor. The question is, how does he get the tefillin off the floor? Yeah. How does he get the tefillin off the floor, right?
Right.
Into the house.
Yeah, exactly.
So, right. So one of the ways he can do this is by actually wearing the tefillin.
Right.
He puts on the tefillin and then he walks back to a place where he can take them off.
Right.
Because they shouldn't be lying on the floor. Derech b'zayin. Let's finish the sentence here. There are those who disagree. We'll see later on in Simulam Aleph. Therefore, we don't make a bracha on the tefillin when you take it off, even Erev Shabbos. So let's finish the question before you take the sentence, please. Kevon shebechalitzas hatfilo mitzar atzma ein ba mitzvah ve'enai cholzon elu mishum gzeira. So this is very important. It's not a mitzvah to take off the tefillin. It's not a mitzvah to take off the tefillin. It's just a gezeira. I wanna share with you something which is very interesting that the sugya I'm holding by now in Yevamos on Daf Kuvav really ties into what we're learning now. What are we learning now in Yevamos? We're learning mitzvah chalitza, the mitzvah of doing chalitza, and there's a whole shaila in the poskim as to whether or not chalitza itself, meaning when you take off the shoe of the Yavam, right?
Yeah.
If that is, it's Rus now, it's Shuas or Shuas, the whole shaila is to whether or not that itself is a mitzvah. Or is it that it now it just permits the husband? In other words, do you make a barach when you do chalitza? Is that a asher kedushon mitzvah yisrael lachloitz es hamilo? Is there such a bracha? Do you make a bracha? Or is it that it's in a situation just to get the lady free from this bound situation? So there's on both sides of the fence over there. But you see over here, this lashon also chalitza, right? The same concept of chalitza, taking off the tefillin. He's saying it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. So why should you make a bracha on it? This was Simin Choftes, where we said we should not be making a bracha when you take off the tefillin, because there's no actual mitzvah in taking off the tefillin. Now we come to a question which was asked a few minutes ago. So then, what is the cutoff point? When do you put on the mitzvah of tefillin? And now to that we begin now. Simen Lamed, Zman Hanachoson, the time for putting on the tefillin. Mechaber tells us in Sif Aleph, Zman Hanachoson Babayker, the time to put on the tefillin is in the morning. Mishayira es chaveira harogel imo ktsaz berichu dal and amos viakirenu. At a distance of a time where if you would see someone, a friend of yours, that you know to some degree, you have some familiarity with your friend. He's not your best friend that you could see him with your eyes, you could recognize when their eyes closed. But he's somebody you have an acquaintance with. If you could recognize that person at a distance of 4 amos, which is just a few feet away, that we say is a zman tefillin. It's already now the morning time, and it's the time to put on tefillin. Now, I want to point out, we live in a generation, not just where we get the light from the moon, but we have electricity everywhere. So we don't realize sometimes that at night, it can be pitch black. You know what you find is you go into some roads a few miles off from over here. Those listening to the recordings were in Philadelphia. You travel a few miles, and there's windy roads. They have no lights. It's extremely dangerous. So that's what we're talking about, a time where you can see a person and recognize his features, who he is. That's what he called the morning time. And then you put on the tefillin at that time. It says, the beginning of this time, is that when you would see the person, and the mitzvah continues the whole entire day. And mitzvasan the whole entire day. Kol hayoyim. As we'll see later on, mitzvah shem and simulam etzayin. Vatam, the reason for this, the adzman azech hayshin shem yishin behem. Now, let's understand. It's a beautiful segue, as we have mentioned many times, that one simin continues its topic into the next simin. Just like we had simin chav ches taking off the tefillin was a continuation. Now, chav tes was a continuation of that concept of chav ches. Now, lamed is a continuation of chav tes. We just said in chav tes, the previous simin, that there's a concern if really you could wear tefillin at night. What you might do, though, you might fall asleep. You know, I've had numerous times chavrusa that told me, you know, I just sat down on the couch, different people, and then I woke up. I didn't realize what time it was, and they missed the shir. Okay? When was this? This is at nighttime. Nighttime is a time for sleeping. So the concern is, the adzman is there, that if it's before Mishiyakir es chaveroi, if it's before a time when you can recognize the person, we're concerned you might go to sleep at that time. And you'll be wearing your tefillin at that time. And the person might pass gas when he's sleeping. And that's why, until Mishiyakir es chaveroi, that's when officially the people would start waking up. I say officially because in this generation with electricity, we have our whole systems are all out of whack. We stay up very late. We wake up different times when the alarm wakes us up and so forth. Okay. Just to read those last words again. V'atam da'adzman azeh ha'ishin shem yishan bahem. We might sleep with the tefillin on because it's still officially called night. V'chlal laylu hulin and tefillin. It's still night in regards to tefillin. Ima k'tzas. You have to recognize the person a little. Dilo harbei. Because if you know the person a lot very well, yekirena afilu mirochok, then you'll recognize this person even from a distance. You could recognize his features. Now, if you don't know the person at all, even if it's like really, really close in front of you, you still won't be able to see him, who he is, what the person looks like. Okay, Siv Beis. Mechaber tells us, Osu laniach tefillin b'layla, shem yishkechein v'yishan behem. So now he tells us the din we've discussed, that is forbidden, to, based on the Gemara Menachat Tahlam Vav, to wear tefillin at night because you might forget you're wearing them and you might fall asleep in them. Right. Says the Mishmar Sivkot in Gimel, Uvein HaShemoshes Medivei HaMagen Avram, in regards to the time period called Bein HaShemoshes, between the literally the two Shemesh, the two suns. The sun is a star. So, you have a question? Oh, okay. In between the two, the setting of the sun and when the stars come out, so the Magen Avraham is saying that time period is even mutl laniach to put on a tefillin. However, Ben Hashmashes. Sifkat and Gimel. Take a look. Sifkat and Gimel. Abu, the Prima Godom is tavik b'zeh. However, the Prima Godom is not so comfortable with this understanding of the Magen Avraham to put on. You could put on the tefillin by Ben Hashmashes. Ella imlo shalakim adayim mitzvah tefillin. Boisayoyim do ozinichim Ben Hashmashes. However, let's say a person did not have an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah, or even if he did have an opportunity, but he just didn't do it, to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. So in that case, the Prima Godom will agree he can put it on at that time. You have to know about a bracha, if a person should be making a bracha, Ben Hashmashes. If you say it's that it's not Laila's Lavzman tefillin, Laila is not the time of tefillin, or if you want to say it's the gzeira, It's a gezeira that we don't make a put until at that time. So you have to know exactly if one should be making a bracha. Perhaps it's best the person did not put until at that time. Maybe you should not be making the bracha. Sifkot and Dalit concerns the Yishan Bami might fall asleep. Yechayshin Hashem Yafich Bishnosa, he might pass gas while he is sleeping. Avol, however, Midaraisa Mutla Nichem Balayla, Midaraisa, he is permitted to put on the tefillin at night. The Kaimalon, Laila Zman tefillin. As we say, Laila is the time of tefillin, not like we learn in Simul Chavtes in Sifkot and Aleph that B'nai Marava would say Yamim Veloy Laylois. So that's why it's a shaila whether or not one can and should be making a bracha if he puts on the tefillin ben hashmashas. Sifkot in hey, we go back to the top of the page where the mechaber tells us im hanichem koidim shetishka acham v'choshcho lov. If he put on the tefillin koidim shetishka acham before the sunset, then the choshcho lov, then sunset while he's wearing tefillin afilu hey ma'olov kol alaylo mutar. Even if the tefillin are on him, he's wearing the tefillin the whole entire night. It's mutter. V'ein mayrin kein. However, don't publicize the halacha like this. Let me just take a step back and explain. There is a concept in halacha, which is referred to as halacha. This is the law, whatever the law might be, whatever the case might be. V'ein mayrin kein. But don't paskin like that. So what does that mean? If it's the halacha, why can't you paskin like this? What are you afraid of? And if it's not the halacha, so why do we say it is the halacha? So the understanding is as follows. It is correct, it is the halacha. V'ein ma'irin kein, because you don't want to teach other people to do the same thing as well. You don't want other people to follow that approach. Now let's backtrack even further. What did this person do? He put in the tefillin beforehand. Im hanichem koidem. It's very important, the words of the Mechaber say he put on the tefillin before the sunset. What did he do afterwards? He kept the tefillin on him. You see what's going on? He kept the tefillin on him. So if in that case, when he put them on before the sunset, and he kept the tefillin on him, we're saying he didn't do anything wrong, but don't publicize that is the halacha, that people should do this. Explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nei, Rotzei Loimer, D'loi Osur Rabbanan Rak LaHanicham L'Chatchil B'Layla. The gzeira was, Chachamim said, don't go ahead and put on a tefillin for the first time at night, when it's already past sunset. However, if you put it on already, but if you already put on the tefillin at that time, they were saying the Chabad says you could keep them on. You're not obligated to take them off. You hear this? Sifkotin vav. The Chabad said, "Afilu heim alav kol alayla, even if they're on you the whole entire night, is mutter. Kol alayla perush kol zman shein cholzon." Just as long during that nighttime period, you did not take them off. But let's say a person took them off. Let's say you have to go to the basic keys. Yes, you use the restroom. And you took them off. They can't put them back on anymore. Because already it's nighttime.
He finished the mitzvah.
Right? It's not that they finished the mitzvah. The gzeira now kicks in. What was the gzeira? The gzeira was that Chazal said you can't put on tefillin at night. That was the issue. You can't put on the tefillin at night. He already put them on beforehand. But once you take them off, to go put them on again, that's where the problem exists. If you took them off even one time, you can't put them back on anymore. But if he's wearing them, he's allowed to continue wearing them. It's a limer. Adzman sherets alishan until he wants to go to sleep. Then, at that point in time, it'd be also 100% for him to take them off. To sleep with them on, because then it's already nighttime. If he wants to go to sleep, he has to take them off, because it's a concern he might pass gas when he's sleeping. Now, the Mishnah tells us like this: it could be something we call it a cat nap. The person says, "I'm putting my head down for 10 minutes." Yeah. Shaila is. If a person is taking a cat nap, he sets his alarm, and he knows that he wakes up when the alarm rings, 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, is this Is this a problem? Is this a problem to wear his tefillin when he takes a cat nap? So the Mishmur explains that if it's nighttime, it could be it's a problem. Why? Because nighttime is a time for sleeping. So even though it's just a little 5-10 minute nap, but it's nighttime. As opposed to what? If he's taking a 5-10 minute nap by day, it could be there's more leniency that maybe he does not have to take off his tefillin. That's a shaila. Sivkotin ches. V'ein mayrin kain. V'ein mayrin kain halacha l'mayis l'achirim. We don't tell other people that if you put on the tefillin before nightfall and you're still wearing the tefillin during the night, we don't tell him it's okay. Shema yavayu lanichem lechatchila. Explains the Mishnah Brura, because they might come to put on the tefillin at night in the first place. That's why we don't tell people it's halacha, you can wear it if you put on beforehand at night, but don't tell people you're allowed to do it like this, because they might come to put on tefillin at night. They might think, oh, he's wearing tefillin at night. Okay, so I'll put my tefillin at night. And that's what the gzeira is, that you're not allowed to do it. That's what it means. Halacha, vein moirin kein, val kein lo yasa kein, ela beinoi levein atzmoi. Avoloi berabin dehu, gam kein kohayiro. So this is a very important also. This is very important, this line over here. This applies to many aspects in halacha. And therefore, a person can only be wearing his tefillin in the privacy of his own home, that no one's going to see him. But if a person will be wearing his tefillin in public, even though he put them on beforehand, that is a public declaration of saying, you're allowed to wear tefillin at night. That's what the Mishmur is saying. You cannot be, if you do something in public, it's as if you're saying, this is the halacha. And this applies to all other aspects as well. A person has to know that when a person does something in public, he is publicizing and saying, this is the correct approach, this is the halacha. A person, therefore, should not be wearing tefillin during Mariv and a public fast. There's a discussion. You look at the Mishnayis, Tainis, and Gemara and Tainis. The discussion over there, and you see the Pesach we spoke about earlier, that it seems like they would wear tefillin even by regular fast days, not just, you know, even later at night, the whole entire day. In those days, they wear tefillin the whole day also, but you'd have to take it off by before Maariv. The Mechaber continues over here. Im loy chol etz tefillin mishishoshka chama, mibnei sheloy hayo loy mokum l'shomran, v'nimtzu olav kedei l'shomran. You have a case like this. You didn't take off the tefillin. It was nighttime. You didn't take off the tefillin because you had no safe place to put the tefillin. You had no safe place to put your tefillin if you take them off. So you don't want to take them off. But it's nighttime. So Mechaber tells us, Im loy cholatz tefillin mishishoshka achama, mibnei sheloy hayoloy makam l'shamron, because you had no safe place to put them. V'nimtzu olav kedei l'shamron. So why are you wearing them? You're wearing them for the main reason of protecting them. Mutiloy, mutter, this is permissible, this approach. Not only that, umayrin kain, and you can publicize to others and tell them that's the halacha. You can tell them that's what they should do as well. So a person is wearing his tefillin, it's not so applicable for us in this generation, but a person is wearing his tefillin and it's close to nightfall, and he comes to tell you, I have no place to put my tefillin, what should I do? I'm not supposed to wear tefillin at night. Yes, that's true, you are right. You're not supposed to wear tefillin at night. However, in this case, since you're only wearing the tefillin to protect them, you can continue wearing them, get to the place where you have to go, take them off when you get there, in a safe place. Siv kotin tes, dafka nimtzu mikilinon umeirin. It's only if you already were wearing the tefillin, that's when we'll be lenient and say the halacha is that since you're wearing them to protect the tefillin, you can continue to do so. Shebishvila shmira in tzarech lachloitz. Because of the shmira, you don't have to take them off. Afilu kol alayla, even the whole entire night. Kol zman shelo yoshein, just as long as you don't go to sleep with them. Avol anichum lechatchila, but to put them on lechatchila is osur b'shvil hashmira, is osur for shmira v'yesh mekilim b'zeh. Now, The Mishmur says this last line here, he clarifies, and he says that to put on the tefillin, to protect the tefillin at night, the first opinion says even that's also. Even though my intention is to protect them, I want to protect them. But he still says, L'chadchilo, avalahnichun l'chadchilo, is also b'shvil l'shmira. However, yesh mekilim is that there are those who are also linked with this. So, just to review over here, in Sif Aleph, we said that the Zman of Tfilin is similar to the Zman of Tzitzis, it's Meshiyakos Chaveroi, we recognize your friend that you have what to do to some degree, at a distance of Dalad Amois. And then in Sif Beis, we said that even though it's forbidden to wear tefillin at night because of the concern you might fall asleep wearing them and pass gas, if you were wearing them before Shkia, you privately can continue wearing them at night as well, because the gzeir was not to put them on at night. Now, then we said, if you have no place to put them and you're already wearing them, you can continue wearing them, you can even pass it and tell others as well that that's the halacha, because you're wearing them for the purpose of protecting them.